Welcome to the Talking People podcast. This episode is for elementary students and it is called Describing a Friend. You will practice the present simple in the third person singular and the verbs of likes and dislikes. I'm going to speak about my friend Nora. Nora is one of my best friends. She is 23 years old. She comes from Quebec, the French area in Canada, so she is Canadian. She lives in Quebec, but this year she is living in Madrid because she is learning Spanish. She speaks French and English very well. She is an office worker, but this year she is a student. She is tall and she has long blonde hair and green eyes. She is very kind and generous. She is intelligent and funny. Nora has a small family, her mother, her brother, and her pet. Her mother is an interpreter and her brother works for an international company. They live in a house in Quebec. Nora's favorite time of the day is the morning because she starts a new day. Her favorite day of the week is Saturday because it's the beginning of the weekend. Her favorite month is April and her favorite season is spring. She also likes the summer because we are on holidays. Nora likes a lot of things. About her hobbies, she loves music and dancing. She likes writing songs too. We like spending time together because it's fun. Sometimes we sing her songs. Sometimes we sing her songs. She has a beautiful voice. Nora also likes computers. She's very good at computers. She has a blog and she often posts about her day. Her family read her posts and they post comments. Nora doesn't like waiting for the bus. She hates it. And she hates shopping too. Nora and I like spending time together. We have fun together. And she can practice her Spanish. I am learning French too. I like her because she's always there when I need her. This was 300 words, okay? You can learn this text. And it will help you if you have to write a composition, if you have to do a writing assignment, and also if you have to speak about a friend. Now, look at the text and think about its structure. The text has a structure. Look at the paragraphs. At the beginning, we give the basic information about the person, like age, 23 years old, like where she was born in Quebec, and we explain that, where she lives. Where do you live? Where does she live? She lives in Quebec, but this year, and look at that, she lives in Quebec. That's a present simple because it's a true fact, a general fact in her life. But this year, then this is indicating that we are going to express a temporary action. She is living in Madrid. So when we say that, when we use the present continuous, it means that this is temporary in her life. At the moment, she is doing this, okay? She is living in Madrid because she is learning Spanish, okay? She is learning Spanish. The present continuous means this is something like temporary. Then we mention her languages and her occupation. What does Nora do? She is an office worker, but this year she's a student. Then we move on to a description of her looks, her appearance. Okay, her physical appearance. We say she's tall, she's blonde, she's got green eyes. Then after the physical, her personality traits. Like she's kind and she's generous, she's intelligent and funny. Then we speak about her family. Depending on the number of words or depending on the time you have, you can speak about this or not. Then I have included her likes and dislikes. So I speak about her favorite things and the things she doesn't like. And you have to finish your monologue or your writing with something that closes the presentation. So it's a good idea to finish saying something about your friendship. Nora and I like spending time together. The rest of the information is factual. It is true. Those are facts about her life. Okay, now notice something. Remember to pronounce the S's, okay, in the present simple, third person singular. You've got the S's. ES or S. For instance, well, Nora is, the verb to be is irregular. She comes from, the verb to come and to come from, okay? Origin, indicating origin. She lives, v-v-v-v-s, okay? She lives, she lives, she lives. She lives in Quebec, she lives in Quebec. Then we have she speaks. She speaks. Remember that the languages are written with a capital letter, French and English. Then she's an office worker. Here you should remember that occupations in the singular are always with a or an. She is an office worker, but this year she's a student, okay? Then the physical description, she's tall and she has long blonde hair and green eyes. Here you can say, and she's got. We use got with the verb to have when we contract the verb. You can say, she has got, or she has. She has long hair, or she has got long hair. But usually we use she's got, she's got, and we introduce got so that we know that the S is has and not is. See what I mean? Okay, so she has long blonde hair, or she's got long blonde hair. More S's. Nora has is irregular too, from the verb to have. Here again we present different people and we present them talking about their occupation. Then Nora's favorite time of the day. If you have to do this exercise, you are showing the teacher that you know how to use the Saxon genitive. Nora's favorite time of the day, Nora's favorite month, Nora's favorite color, Nora's favorite, with a V, favorite. And then is the morning because she starts with an S, okay? She starts a new day. It's good for elementary students. It's good to build short sentences, very tidy. Okay, syntactically speaking, the order of words should be very, very clear. But it's also good to introduce longer sentences like this when you say the reason why, because da da da. Nora's favorite time is this. And then you explain, because, da da da. Remember that after because you need the subject and the verb. Don't omit the subjects, even though sometimes it is possible. And then more verbs with an S. Likes, she also likes the summer. Because we are, see the subject? Okay, she also likes the summer. Likes a lot of things. About her, loves with a V, loves music and dancing. Remember that after the verbs of likes and dislikes, like, love, don't like, hate, we need an ing if we are using a verb. We're referring to things that the person likes or dislikes, generally speaking, always, right? Not in a specific moment. So, she loves music, no problem with that. Le encanta la música, she loves music. And dancing. Why dancing? Why the ing? Because it is, she loves dancing. She likes writing, see, writing songs. We like spending time together because it's fun. It's fun. It is fun. It's different to it's funny, okay? A story can be funny if you laugh. If you laugh, si te ríes. But fun is enjoyable. Enjoyable, that you have a good time. When someone is fun, or when something is fun, it means you have a good time with that person or doing that. Sometimes we sing her songs. She has a beautiful voice. And Nora also likes computers. Nora likes computers too, okay? She's very good at computers. This is a good structure, okay? To be good at something. I'm good at computers. She has a blog and she often posts, again the S, and here a frequency adverb just before the verb, the main verb, often posts about her day. Her family read her posts and they post comments. Well, I usually say her family reads her posts in the singular, but it can be said in the plural. Nora doesn't like waiting for the bus. Doesn't like, and then the gerund, and here the S is in do. Nora doesn't like, okay? She hates it, hates it, hate, sit, hates it. Hates it. And she hates shopping too. And then Nora and I like spending night there. We have fun together. We have fun. We have a good time together. And that's all. Okay? As a follow-up exercise, and now you can listen to the episode called Talking About Myself. Because we use the present, but in the first person singular. And also try to notice the structure of your presentation, okay? Well, have a nice day.